We recite, as I mentioned, Surah Al-Fatiha, which consists of 7 verses, 25 words, 113 letters, every single day at least 20 times. If I were to ask a brother or sister in Islam, what does it mean? The majority of those you ask, wallahi, do not even know what Al-Fatiha means. The majority do not even know what Alhamdulillah means. The greatest surah in the Quran, Al-Fatiha, is Al-Quran, Al-Kitab, Al-Sab'u Al-Mathani, Al-Quran Al-Azim, Al-Salat, Al-Hamd, Al-Shafa'. The names of Al-Fatiha. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companion, let me teach you the greatest surah in the Quran. He said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, Lord of the universe. It is the 7 oft-repeated verses of the magnificent Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'ab, after reciting Al-Fatiha to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa said to him, I swear by the one that has my soul in his hand, that Allah has not revealed its likeness in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, nor in the Quran. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strongly emphasized the importance of Al-Fatiha, saying no prayer will be accepted for the one that does not recite Al-Fatiha in prayer. Did we know that when we say Al-Fatiha in prayer, that Allah Ta'ala is actually replying to you? When you recite Al-Fatiha, do you want to communicate with Allah? Wallahi, you are communicating with Allah. And He with you when you are reciting Al-Fatiha in prayer. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, that Allah said to us, it's a hadith Qudsi. Allah says, I have divided my prayer between my servant and I in 2 halves. Half for me and half for my servant. The servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you recite in prayer, think of what you're saying. Don't just say lip service, or you cannot wait to just finish the verse and run away. When you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise due to Allah, Lord of the universe, Allah says at this point, my slave has praised me. Allahu Akbar. When you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, my servant has extolled me. When you say Maliki Yawmiddin, master of the day of judgment, say it with belief. Don't just say it with lip service. Say it with understanding. Master of the day of judgment. Allah says, my slave has glorified me. When you say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, you alone we worship and you alone we seek help from, Allah Ta'ala says, this is between me and my slave, and my slave will have that which he has asked for. When the slave says Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhi ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path on those whom you have favored, not those who have received your anger, nor who have went astray. Allah will say in this point, all these is for my slave, and my slave will have that which he has asked for. We always recite at the start of the surah, dear brothers and sisters, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Is this a verse from Surah Al-Fatiha, or is it not? Scholars have differed. Some said it's a verse in its own right, and others said, no, it isn't. And this is likewise with every single surah in the Quran. Regardless, Al-Basmala itself, Al-Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, the Basmala plays a key part of everyday life of a Muslim. We are encouraged that before we do anything, to say Bismillah in the name of Allah. Before we eat and drink, before we consummate, before we enter and exit the house, enter and exit the car, before we dress and undress, before you enter the toilet, before you work, Before any affair, you always say Bismillah. If that affair, by doing this, say, Allah will bless that affair as long as it is regulated in accordance to the Sharia. It's not haram. Because Bismillah, when you say Bismillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the affair that you are confronting. So never ever leave Bismillah under any circumstance.